Well, good morning, church family. It's good to see your smiling faces. My name is Rob Keparutis, and I'm one of the pastors here at Terra Nova in Troy. And if you don't know, we also have another church in Saratoga that was planted back in 2013. And it is a joy to start this new year with you all, being that this is the first Sunday that we are celebrating together in 2026. And if we haven't had a chance to meet, I would gladly take the time and meet with you afterwards. So please find me afterwards so we can talk, we can meet. But let's pray as we begin. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we pause now and we acknowledge that you are here with us. You have been our dwelling place in every season. And we thank you for your faithfulness. Yesterday, today, and forever. And so as we open your word this morning, help us remember with gratitude and to receive with humility and to listen with open hearts. Quiet what distracts us. Soften what resists you. And shape us again by your grace. As we look back on what you have done and ahead to where you may be leading us, teach us to trust you more deeply. May your Spirit guide us, unite us, and renew us for the life that we share together in Christ. We offer this time to you, and we ask all of these things because of what Christ has done for us. Amen. So we have been working through the series, Becoming the Church. And we just finished part one of that before Advent, and there's three parts of it, and those things will be revealed as we move forward. In the next 2 weeks, we're going to be going through Haggai, two short weeks, as a precursor to that second part of what it means to become the church, becoming the church. And so as we enter into this next section, we thought it would be good and important to remember what God has done, what he is doing, and what he will do in the future. And so you've already heard, and you may have walked in after the announcements, but we're celebrating 20 years of Terra Nova as of this month. It was 2006 in January that we had our first service over in Rev Hall, and did that many years there. And honestly, I'm honored to say that I have been a part of it for all of that time. As well as a handful of others. And you know who you are. And I think it's a rare thing that a church in this day and age would exist still. And to have people dedicated to being a part of this church through thick and thin, because it's rare for our day and age for people to actually stick it out and to stay at one place. So today is a moment to pause, to breathe, to look around and realize that what we are a part of did not happen by accident. Today, yes, we celebrate 20 years of God's faithfulness to this church. It's not 20 years of perfection. Not 20 years of having everything figured out, but 20 years of the Lord showing up, sustaining us, and helping us this far. So as we look back at this past year, we recognize that there are both joyful moments as well as the difficult moments where God's work has been evident We can also understand that there are moments where we continue to wait in faith for him. And as we look ahead at the new year and beyond, we do so not with all the answers, but with open hands and attentive hearts. So this morning isn't about dwelling in the past or predicting the future. It's about recognizing the same faithful God who has been with us and asking how he might be inviting us to respond now together. So today, we remember. We give thanks and we listen, trusting that the God who has been faithful before will continue to lead us forward. And so here is the main idea for our time together. God's faithfulness calls us to remember, to give freely, and to follow him forward. And this is why. Because Psalm 100, verse 5 says, it's not up there, don't worry, you're stressing out, don't stress. For the Lord is good. That, in and of itself, is enough. But the verse goes on to say, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And so here's how we'll get at that main idea. We'll look at the faithfulness of God then, looking back and being a church that remembers God's faithfulness. We look at the faithfulness now, looking at the now, being a church formed by his generosity, and then looking at how he will be faithful forever, looking ahead and being a church listening for God's leading. So let's get into this first point. Looking back, being a church that remembers God's faithfulness. In Psalm 77, we read, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. When we say we're celebrating 20 years as a church, what we're really saying is that for 20 years, God has been faithful to us. This isn't a story of having everything figured out, like I said. It's a story of God meeting us again and again and again. Sometimes in moments of gratitude, and sometimes in moments of uncertainty. And as we look back on the past year, we can see that same pattern continue. There were prayers that were answered. There were people who were cared for. There were obvious signs, and there were also moments where God showed up quietly, but clearly. Psalm 77 says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. And remembering is not about living in the past. It's about naming what is true. And what is true is this: the Lord has helped us. So we pause here, not to rush past gratitude, but to let it shape us. Because when we remember God's faithfulness, it steadies us for whatever comes next. And as we celebrate 20 years of being a church, we pause to remember that what we are celebrating is not primarily our work. It's not what we have done, but it's been God's faithfulness to us. This church exists because God called people. He sustained them. He provided for them and carried them through seasons of joy and seasons of hardship. And looking back over the past year, we can identify moments of grace and growth that were visible, as well as growth that has been hidden. Remembering is not nostalgia. It's worship. Here I raise my Ebenezer, a memorial. It reminds us of who God has been so we can trust who he will continue to be. See, gratitude grounds us. We look back not to live there, but to remember that God has been faithful every step of the way. Where have you seen God's faithfulness in your life or in this church over the past year? And what would it look like for you to remember this? What would you do? What could you do to have that memorial? Many years ago, Heidi and I walked through a pivotal moment in our marriage when Jesus showed up in an unmistakable way. And because of that, we have this brick that we keep that has an eye drawn on it. And it's marked with the date April 2003. And we keep that as a memorial to remember how God really showed up for us then. And when we take time to remember what God has done, it doesn't leave us passive. Gratitude always moves us somewhere. Remembering God's faithfulness doesn't just shape what we think, it shapes how we live. And that leads us to ask what gratitude looks like right now in the life we share together. So we look back and we look at the now, being a church formed by generosity. And in Acts chapter 2, we read these verses. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all, as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. See, Acts tells us that the early church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, to prayer. And out of that shared devotion came a shared life. Meals eaten together, needs noticed, resources shared, joy experienced in community. Now listen, what's striking about this passage is that generosity is not commanded, it's described. It flows naturally from people who are rooted in God's word, present with one another, and attentive to what the Spirit is doing among them. And that picture feels similar to us. It feels familiar. For 20 years, Tara has been shaped by this same kind of quiet faithfulness. People showing up, caring for one another, sharing what they have, and trusting that God is at work in the ordinary rhythms of church life. This kind of generosity is not about numbers or programs. It's about people who live with open-handed lives together, making room for one another, noticing needs, and responding with love. And when gratitude shapes a community like that, Scripture tells us the result is joy, it's unity, and it's a powerful witness to the world. When God's faithfulness is remembered, the natural response is generosity. See, generosity is not just about finances. I think we kind of lump that all in to that. It's about time. It's about energy. It's about presence, hospitality, and trust. For 20 years, this church has existed because people have said yes again and again. Yes to serving, yes to giving, yes to loving one another. And this past year reminds us that everything we have is a gift, and generosity is how we participate in what God is doing among us. You see, we don't give to keep a church alive. We give because God is alive and at work among us. So how might gratitude take a more tangible shape in your life right now? Where might God be calling you to be more generous with your whole life? Not just thinking about what you do with your money or your time or your resources or your availability, but all of it. When a community lives with open hands, becomes attentive, not just to one another, but to God's leading. And generosity opens our hearts to trust, and trust prepares us to step forward. And so, as we turn our eyes toward the year ahead, the question becomes not just how we live together now, but how we follow God from here. So looking ahead, being a church, listening for God's leading. We see this in Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. As we look ahead to a new year, we do so without a full map. But we do not step forward alone. Proverbs 3 invites us to trust the Lord with all our heart and to not lean on our own understanding. And that has been true from the very beginning of this church. And it remains true today. The future won't be shaped by our certainty, but by our trust in the Lord. The same God who has been faithful in the past year and over the past 20 years is still leading us today. And that leadership invites us, each of us, to listen, to ask where we might need to trust him more deeply as we take these next steps. As we look ahead to the new year, the question is not just what's next, but Lord, where are you leading us? God rarely shows the whole path at once, but he does invite us to walk faithfully and attentively together. And yes, the future will require generosity again, of faith, of courage, of unity, and obedience. And this is not just about where the church is going, but where you might be invited to take a step into it. A deeper trust, a deeper commitment, a deeper love. The same God who was faithful then and now will be faithful as we step together forward. So, what would it look like for us to step into this next season, not with a certainty, but with trust? Believing that the same God who has been faithful will continue to lead us. What is one small step you can take in trusting him? What would that look like? How could you do that? So as I was preparing for this message, the Lord brought a song to mind, and I kind of dismissed it thinking that, like, I listen to songs all the time, so yes, you're going to give me a song, but it's a song that's from years past, and it's a song that has resonated with me a lot, and I never thought, like, so I just kind of put it to the side, and then it wasn't until yesterday when I was just kind of finalizing things that I don't know, the Lord just put it on my heart. I want to share it with you. And it's not super common, but I'm the worship pastor, so I guess I can do it. It makes sense for me out of all of us to do it. So you're just going to have to enjoy. So I did put the I put the lyrics up here so you can follow along You can sing if you know it. I'm not trying to like make this a show. But I also do want you to hear and see the words and to know what it is that maybe the reason why the Lord put this on my heart for us as a church. You want me to turn this off, AJ? This one? Or you got it?
This weight upon my chest, and I can't stop forgetting. My God, you never left, you're right here with me. So I'm convinced you're hiding. Oh God, would you remind me? You're still just as good as when I met. Just as kind, don't let me forget. You're still the same God who led me through the fire. You're still the same God who separates the waters. Come do what only you can do, God. The leaves are all around me, and it feels like I'm drowning. My God, will you still reach out and give me your hand? 'Cause even when I'm down, your love, it still surrounds me. You're still just as good as when I met. Every ever.
So as we celebrate these 20 years of God's faithfulness, we find ourselves held in a simple but holy rhythm. We remember with gratitude, we live with open hands, and we step forward in trust.
And all of it is grounded in this truth, that God has been faithful, and he will continue to be so. So in a moment, we're going to celebrate communion. And it is the clearest place where all of this comes together. At the table, we remember what God has done for us in Christ. We receive again the grace that we did not earn. And we are reminded that our future is secure, not because of our faithfulness, but because of his. So as the band comes up and we come to this table, we come grateful for the past, open in this present time, and trusting as we step forward in what's next, receiving once again the faithful love of God has given to us. Let me pray. Faithful God, we thank you for meeting us here, for reminding us that you have been with us every step of the way, and that you will continue to lead us in the days ahead. We thank you for the story you are writing among us, for the 20 years of grace, for the gifts you have given us, and for the ways you are still shaping us as your people. As we come now to the table, help us to receive again what we cannot earn. Your mercy, your forgiveness, your life given for us in Christ. And I ask that you would form us into people marked by gratitude, open-handed in love and trusting in your leading. We place our past, our present, and our future in your care, confident that your faithfulness will not fail us. And so we come to you not in our own strength, but resting in the grace of Jesus, our Savior, in whose name we ask these things. Amen.